I can remember a lot of that myself.
You can. This is out of your, it's called?
This is when they got out to Guadalcanal.
Okay.
This is when you first went to Guadalcanal that you wrote in here.
Is there a date on that or no? Doesn't look like it.
There gives dates here someplace. November 19, 1943.
And this is out of his service diary, what he wrote.
Yeah. There.
Okay, I'll let you read to us.
November 18, Major General inspected the
results.
Something.
It looks like there's some water that got spilled on there.
Respected the area, good, but military courtesy poor, officers indifferent, Red Cross man rustled a radio for rec hall, shortwave reception, fair. My detail loaded lumber until 6:30 p.m. Nice weather, no mail. Many bombers and fighters returned from attacks on Bougainville. And then November 19, didn't do much today. Read and tried to write to LJ. That's me.
LJ is you.
Loretta Johnson.
Loretta Johnson.
I don't think there was another name.
Yeah. That's cute.
Everything seems to be held up waiting for moving orders. Having trouble with my back again. It has been very bothersome this past week. Got a grand letter from Loretta today, but I'm not sure how I should answer it. Never news from the front, not good.
Now, what did he mean by a grand letter from you?
He got
and didn't know how to respond.
Good letter, yeah. He just got a...
Yeah. What was wrong with your back?
What
was wrong with your back? It hurt you?
You were having back pains here.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Did you injure it or what happened?
He wasn't injured, but he was...
I wasn't a special injury. I just...
Hurting
me bad.
Just pains. That's...
Yeah.
That's what happens to us when we get old. We get pains.
That's right.
Ouch.
Are you okay?
Well, that happened for me when I was young.
You had back pain when you were young?
What she was talking about
then. Yeah.
November 20th. Went to church with the New Zealanders and natives. As usual, there were 17 natives and 15 whites. The natives can beat us singing.
Jonathan
and kids. I don't know who this is. Jonathan and kids are leaving for Melita tomorrow. Ate dinner at the service club. Cheese sandwiches and pineapple juice. The orders came through to move at noon today. No rest for the dog. Dog something face soldiers. Our P-38s must have
for the dog faced soldier.
The dog faced soldier. What does that mean?
Well, no rest for the dog-faced soldier. Just what it says.
Just what it says. You said that the natives could beat you in singing. That's what you said in there.
Could beat me at what?
In singing.
You said the natives.
Oh, they could see in the dark.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Singing, did I not?
Yeah, I think it was singing.
I lose my place, and then... Mostly... Our P-38s must have had a field day with the Japs today. Every returning squadron did loops and rolls.
Oh, so that was their
celebrating their victory.
Hell
out of the Japs.
That wasn't surprising. Many Jap planes shot down or ships sunk. More Marines and engineers leaving for the front today. My detail loaded trucks until midnight, moving 15 miles further north onto the island. Guadalcanal, November 21. Started to work again at 7 a.m. Struck ward tents and the officials' tents. Have to wait on them hand and foot. He's complaining a little about the officers.
About what?
The officers. You said have to wait on them hand and foot.
What did you have to do for them?
Huh?
What did you have to do for them?
Set up their tent stuff.
Set up.
Tents means setting up camp.
If they got any rating while you was kowtowing to them and taking care of every detail for them, and it was maddening.
Last load for new camp at 10:30 p.m. Everyone dead tired. And this is the next day. Reveille, that's the taps to Reveille.
Okay.
The same time as always, start setting up a new camp. We hauled 100,000 feet of lumber for floors in hospital tents. Everyone working long hours. This climate makes me tire easily. My skin is getting yellow from taking Ativan.
What's that?
From malaria.
Oh, it turns your skin yellow?
At Ativan, they made us take
anti-malaria. Pitch tents all day long. 100 tents for men and officers. The colonel is having a house built for himself.
What?
The colonel is having a house built for himself.
Yeah.
This new area has good shade, but deep dust, much more than the place we left. More tents to pitch and floors, frames to build. John Lacombe and I and Milburn started to build some kind of tables for the surgery. Colonel Kimball liked them fine. And then Captain Bernal complimented the men for working so hard, then gave them then ate them out as usual. John and I made more tables. Thanksgiving. I have many things to be thankful for, but it hardly seems like Thanksgiving out here. Worked hard all day and had good supper, turkey, dressing, cauliflower, cranberries, potatoes, pumpkin pie, candy, and pickles. Sounds like a pretty good meal.
Yeah, sounds like a good meal.
Finished the tables this morning. The ammo dump caught fire at 11:30 today.
What's the MO dump?
That's where the
what was that?
Ammunition was stored.
The MO dump
was stored.
It caught fire?
Yes. And he told about how this kept exploding for days.
Oh,
and it was, well, let me read a little more about it here. An ammo dump caught fire at 11:30 today. It's 2 miles below us. There has been a terrific bombardment ever since. Some mortars and 75s were blown within a few hundred feet of us. It makes you feel like hitting the dirt. The destruction is terrific. 20 the hospital to land.
What, you can't you read my writing?
No, I can't.
Can you read it?
Oh. The destruction is terrific. You can imagine those loud things just going on. Let me see if I can. 21st Hospital and land and large motor pool destroyed. Warehouse full of tires so it can burn.
Mm-hmm.
A whole moved supply depot destroyed. A shed hit. One truck with 10 men in it. All killed. Many injured. Lots killed. 10 p.m. Explosions continued. Terrific. The natives took off in a hurry. They left everything. Can't sleep. The tent shakes like a leaf from the explosions. About 40 heavy shells a minute for 9 hours, and not over yet. I hope it doesn't get into the blockbuster bombs.
Now, how did this place start fire?
Was it a bomb that was dropped or something?
Yeah.
Oh, a bomb was dropped on where you guys stored yours.
You think the Japs did that, or did we accidentally do it?
Oh, I don't know. It happened.
You wouldn't know. Okay, then Sabbath morning. On our way to church, I passed through the burned ammo dump. Things were in shambles. The 46 CBs were a wreck.
What's a 46 CB?
Well, what's the number of 46?
Is it a car or what is it?
What?
Is it a car or what is it?
No, that's the number of their unit.
Like his was the 21st. Okay. So he's talking about another unit, apparently.
Okay.
Things were in shambles. Let's see, were a wreck. Trucks, tanks, jeeps, and the whole supply burned down. It is a worse blow than anything the Japs ever did around here. Missed having church with the natives today. We were too late. The camp is pretty well set up now.
Do you need a Kleenex?
Yeah. I feel like I do.
Oh, sorry. There we go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I need one, too.
And that was November 27. Here's November 28. and they're still at Guadalcanal. Started to work early this morning, but didn't do much this PM. All SCDAs were called up to see the captain about going to church. He said we had to hold our services here in camp and could have 2 hours to hold them. He said we were the cause of lots of discord among the men because we had Sabbath off.
Oh, wow.
Brooke Hannett and Hill to make an example of them because they wanted to keep Saturday and Sunday respectfully. And then November 29, went with my detail to Saw Lumber for the new surgery. Got back to camp by 4 o'clock and were dismissed for the day. The news of balancing of Berlin sounds very good to us.
The news of balancing of Berlin? What is that?
Yeah, well, you know, the Germans was in it.
I know, honey.
Okay.
She doesn't understand your language. We're just talking about the war, and the Germans were retreating.
So they were getting to a balancing point.
Yeah, they were getting the hell knocked out of them.
Yeah. Sorry, I made you lose
something.
I don't know
what that word is. Berlin sounds very good to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounded like the war was getting over. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We thought sometime there was going to be an end to this.
Yeah.
It has been going on a long time.
Our troops are
having a tough time at Bougainville.
Oh, yeah. Bougainville was not a good spot. Bougainville wasn't a good spot.
No.
Put up tents this morning. This is the next day. And started working at surgery this PM. And that's all he wrote for that. Then the next day, worked all day on surgical tent. Put down a floor and built a frame. The old man, this is the colonel, blew his top today.
Uh-oh.
Nothing new. He uses his authority to cover up his ignorance.
That was true.
We are still working night and day, getting the hospital ready to operate. This is the 3rd of December. The 21st, a regular work battalion. Things are pretty well under control, though. December 4, another Sabbath day passed. Couldn't go to the chapel to church because the old man says there's too much work to spend more than 1 hour going to church.
Oh, so you were having to work.
Had a few patients today, so they were starting already to use the hospital. They had a baseball game, though. The same old grind, everyone worked almost. Some got half a day off. Tomorrow is the official opening. December 6th, things started off with a bang today. Had 4 major surgeries.
Oh, wow.
Today, Sergeant Milburn heads the surgery. And he was another Adventist fellow that was Frank.
And was he an actual doctor, or were they just medics?
He was a nurse.
He was a nurse. So they were performing surgeries.
Yeah. He was a nurse.
What?
Milburn gives the
anesthesia?
Stuff to put them
anesthesiologist.
But He was a good friend of Frank's. I met him after the war.
Come in. Okay, we're back.
Well, I guess this is a good place to stop. Had made four majors today. Sergeant Milburn heads the surgery department. Smith heads the operating room. Lacombe, orthopedics. I'm running the workroom. He did the boiling of the instruments. And
oh, you sterilized all the equipment.
Yeah. Okay, we're to December 7. Had my five major operations today and three minors. Too busy to write much. Guadalcanal, this has been a new year. This is a new year. Finds me in the heat, in the best of health, but very busy with the work in surgery. More burn cases coming in every day.
Oh.
The three Air Corps boys that were shot down near New Ireland are improving. Gave the tail gunner two transfusions. Their B-25 stayed afloat long enough for them to get into their rubber rafts, even though they were all wounded. One with a shattered femur. Three scattered femur. 3 hours later, a BPBX came by and picked them up. No mail today.
Wow. Okay, we can stop there for today. We need to mark it, yeah, so we can read next time.